The big boxes of the suburban landscape are embracing organic. The most recent evidence is that over 600 McDonald's across the northeastern United States are going to be serving Newman's Own organic coffee. But local food producers say that we need to look further than the organic sticker on our food and think about where it comes from and how it was grown. Rebecca Neen is an organic farmer and brewer. She's co-owner of Cranogue Ales on Left Fields Farms in the Shuswap region of BC. She joins me on the line this morning from her home. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
What are the limitations of simply buying organic in your view?
Well, if you simply buy organic without regard to the distance the food has traveled or who it's coming from, you could actually well be supporting some of the same people that have caused the caused major agricultural pollution and the destruction of our landscape in the first place.
And so what should we be thinking about when we see organic food?
Well, the first thing to think about is, where did it come from? Was it grown locally? Who made it? Who owns the company that is purporting to be selling organic food? Of course, there's always the question of, is it actually organic? Is it certified organic or not? But mostly it's to look at your organic food choices, to look at your food choices overall, and to try to buy, instead of, say, the highly processed versions of food, whether it's organic or not, to start buying directly from the farmers or as close to the farmer as you can get.
And so if we see something specific like organic lettuce from California, what do we need to be thinking about with that?
Well, in part that depends on what time of the year it is. If it's summertime and you go to your grocery store and all you can find is organic lettuce from California, there's a problem. Why on earth should you be buying organic lettuce from California in any time between May and October when, you know, the Fraser Valley is full of local organic producers who are supplying the same product, generally at the same price, a great deal fresher without it having to have traveled several thousand miles. If you're looking at organic lettuce in February, then you might want to start asking yourself why you're choosing to buy organic lettuce or why you're choosing to buy tomatoes in February when they're not in season. And you could be making choices that reflect where you live and what people actually grow in this region.
And so if we're given the choice between local and non-organic, or organic and from somewhere like California, should we choose the local?
Well, I hate to break out of the box, the big box here, but there's more than two choices. If you persist in buying from large-scale big-box stores in a couple of years, that's the only choices there are going to be. We're not going to have the choice of buying from farmers, whether they're organic or not organic, that are local, because the big-box stores will have returned all production to generally third-world countries, and there will be no local option. So, rather than simply stating this as a do we buy local non-organic versus buying non-local organic, I think we have to be a little bit more creative and start looking at ways that we can all... Well, let me put it this way. You have a family doctor. Well, at least some of us do, at any rate. Why not have a family farmer? It'll keep you healthier in the long run. It'll keep your whole landscape healthier. And you can get away from the destruction, the wholesale destruction of both our economic system and our ecology that is offered by long-range, long-distance food, whether it's organic or non-organic.
And where should we go to find these producers?
Ooh, they're all over the place. I know of at least three weekly farmers markets in Vancouver. Now, you have to understand I'm not based in Vancouver, so I don't know for sure, but I know there's at least three farmers markets every week in Vancouver where you can get directly in touch with farmers. There's a huge number of box programs like small potatoes or other box programs like that actually deliver locally sourced organic groceries straight to your door. You don't even have to go to a store for these programs. You can go to a store if you want. There's a lot of local stores which will identify the farm that that grew the food that you're buying, or at the very least, where it came from, what province it came from, whether it came from out of country or not. And in fact, every store should be displaying this. It actually is the law. And you can also get directly in touch with local farmers through either through the farmers markets or through online databases like the one that's at certifiedorganic.bc.ca or through Farm Folk City Folk. And that way you can order directly from the farmer. You can save yourself a whole whack of money. You can get in touch with the local farmer and learn what it means to be eating seasonally. And you can save yourself the headache of having to go shopping every week.
Do you think we need another kind of certification that includes concepts like food miles as well as organic?
I'm not sure that another form of certification is really the answer. Whenever you get certification, I'm speaking as a certified organic producer, whenever you get certification involved, the whole point is to reduce the customer's own responsibility for finding out where their food is coming from and for making those decisions themselves. And I think, in fact, the answer is not simply to stick another label on it, but is for everyone to become just a little bit more involved in where their food is coming from and in the food system as a whole. Even if you're working, you know, a 16-hour day, you can come home to a beautiful box of groceries that actually has a message from one or two of the farmers enclosed in the box, and you get to know what's happening in your local community. And then maybe instead of going for a walk in Trout Lake one weekend, you'll actually take a walk out to the farm and maybe even potentially dig a potato yourself for the first time in your life.
So are there options for people who want to shop responsibly but don't have that much time to go shopping for groceries?
Well, I think the first option in that case is to sign up with one of the box programs. And the other is to work directly with some local farmer. Again, you can go through certifiedorganic.bc.ca. There's a huge database there of farmers, and it'll help you to get in touch with someone directly. This is especially good for things like meat, where you can buy locally, organically grown meat at extremely low prices when you compare it to the store, and you know exactly what you're getting and where it came from. So I think your first two choices would be box programs are going directly to the farmer, and then after that, go to the farmer's market. It's a social event as much as it is a shopping event, and then finally, you know, go back to the grocery store.
And is there certain food that people shouldn't be eating at certain times of year? Like in February, should we actually be eating lettuce?
Well, in February, we should be thinking about foods that have been stored: squash, carrots, beets, potatoes. Frozen vegetables. There's lots of those available, and they're very high quality. They're minimally processed. But if you need something fresh to eat, and I totally understand that urge, you want to try something like sprouts, which can be grown year-round without regard to the season. When we start eating unseasonally, like lettuce in February, tomatoes in February is a really huge one. For one thing, they taste vile. They taste like little round things made out of cardboard. They don't taste like tomatoes at all. Why should you subject yourself to that? Eat something that either has been grown seasonally or has been preserved, and you'll wind up with a much much better quality food, and you'll also wind up supporting your own local economy.
How do you know where food comes from?
You ask. I know.
And they have to tell you.
Well, in fact, your local grocer does have to tell you.
Okay.
That it is actually the law. And it's amazing that if you just sort of, you know, go into your local grocer and say, hey, you're supposed to be putting this sign on this food, they have to do it, and they will do it. It's not a big deal. Of course, if you're shopping, you know, directly and locally, and you're shopping at stores that already display that, you don't really have a problem. And when you're going to one of the box programs, they almost always tell you which farm even your food was grown on, not just what province it came from.
And so there is a legal requirement for all grocery stores to label where it came from?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it so important in your view, to buy local? Is it more than just the fossil fuel use?
Yeah, it is. When you're buying local, you're supporting your local economy. You're supporting local farmers. You're doing a couple of different things. One thing, when you choose a local organic farmer, you're sending a very strong message to everybody else in the agricultural community. Not just that farmer, but other local organic farmers who say, hey, look at that, somebody else is purchasing our food, and this is okay. We are going to be able to make a living doing this. You're also sending a message to local non-organic farmers that, gee, look, our neighbor over there has got a whole whack of happy customers buying their food. They're getting a slightly better price for it. The customers are happy because they're not paying quite as much. Maybe we should think about growing organically. And, you know, maybe we can get away from all these cancer-causing crap we're spraying on our food. You're also, though, and it's a little more subtle, but what you're really doing is keeping your money in your own community. There's a whole bunch of studies. There's been some really excellent ones done in the UK, actually, about what happens to the money that when you spend it locally. If you go and buy a locally made product from a locally owned store, for example, 95% of that dollar stays right in your local community. And it, in fact, generates, not only does that money stay in your community, but it's actually generating more money within that community because that local, the local supplier has managed to stay open, the local retail store has managed to stay open, the people they're employing are still there. So you've actually enhanced your local economy by one little simple act of buying local food. In addition, when you choose not to buy, when you choose to buy at a big box store, not only does most of that money immediately go out of the community, you are in fact directly contributing to the loss of economic resources in your community because the only money that stays in the community from a big box store is from the sub-poverty level wages that are being paid to local clerks. That's not a very good return on your dollar. So it's good for not only your local economy to be shopping locally, but it's also really important for local producers.
Well, thanks for speaking with me this morning, Rebecca.
My pleasure.
I've been speaking with organic farmer and brewer Rebecca Neen. She's the co-owner of Cranogue Ales on Left Field Farms in the Shoeshop region of BC.